This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dr. Scott Jensen is back on our show. Scott has joined us many, many times over the years as a state senator, as a doctor, as a candidate to be the next governor, as a man who joined us almost a year to the date last year in kind of reviewing what worked, what didn't work. What do we got here?
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years
yes.
ago? That is correct. My bad. I listened to it, and you're 100% right. It is 2 years ago when Scott was reviewing what worked and what did not work with the election, and then Scott made news earlier this year. He has plans to run for the office again. So, Scott, pleasure to have you on. Scott, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I listened to most of that interview again, found it insightful, and I know early on you used this word, handily. You said you lost handily to Tim Walz. I think that's a fair assessment, just looking at the data. So if Tim Walz runs again, and you are the Republican candidate to oppose him, why would things be different in 2026?
I think, thank you, Chad, for having me on your show. I think 2022 particularly, but also the COVID pandemic years were in many ways a transformative time for our, not just Minnesota or not just America, but I think for the whole world. And I think that people have done a lot of reflection, a bit of a wake-up call. People want government to do what government should do, and they want government to stay out of where government shouldn't go. And I think I made the mistake in 2022 of getting sometimes pulled into the partisan rhetoric, and that's my bad. And I'm sorry that I did that, because I think I could have been more thoughtful and more prepared on some of those critical issues that came up in 2022 that, quite frankly, I did not anticipate, particularly the issue of life and choice and those kinds of labels. So I think that's different. I think that I'm a different candidate. I think I'm wiser. In my life experiences, I generally learn more when I lose than when I win. And I think losing causes a certain self-examination, and I've had 3+ years opportunity to do that, I guess, or around 3 years. And so I think we're going to run a campaign that is probably more reflective of the Republican Party when we focused on not just permitting, but encouraging independent thinking, recognizing that there's a difference between good governance and, if you will, private ethical matters. And I think during this campaign, we're going to try to balance that notion that good government should be competent, but also should be compassionate, that a safety net has value, particularly when it's not used as a destination place, but rather as a springboard to potentially put one's life on a path where people can have dreams and fulfill those dreams. I think that we also need to have a government that's focused on affordability, but also accountability. And I think we also need to recognize the difference between places where public policy should weigh in, but also places where personal privacy should reign supreme. And I think that Democrats, Republicans, independents, libertarians, and non-party folks, I think, all recognize that. So I think there'll be quite a difference between how the 2022 campaign played out and how the 2026 campaign will play out.
Okay, can I jump in? Because I thought of about four or five questions. You offered up a lot there. Let's start with Governor Walz, the pandemic, decision-making, because you're right. For a lot of people in this state, Republicans and many centrists, they look back and they're upset. There are other centrists and Democrats who say when he was presented with the information as it was unfolding at the time, he made the right decision. So as a candidate and as a doctor, which decisions that Tim Walz made were the most egregious and that you could point out in the campaign, and even though those decisions were years ago, they could carry some weight in trying to show people that you should be the next governor of this state?
Well, I don't think the 2026 campaign is going to be a post-mortem analysis of COVID, but I'm glad to answer your question, Chad. I think perhaps three or four of the largest areas where I think Tim Walz will be and should be criticized is when he violated people's individual rights with executive orders. He did not allow the legislature to really have a fair hand in terms of addressing the critical pandemic. So the executive orders were an intrusion in many ways. I think creating a snitch line for people to report.
He had that power, though, right? I mean, under the emergency circumstances, he had that power. Okay, now the snitch line. Let me jump on that. Go ahead.
Well, you wanted me to address several things.
Sure, absolutely.
I think creating a snitch line certainly isn't conducive to a one Minnesota. I think when he and his public department of health made comments that undermined the notion of natural immunity, this was remarkable. When he came out and said that 80% of kids missed only 10 days of school, I think that was a lie. I think when he locked businesses down while other states were opening businesses up, that was a lie. I think when he came up with the modelers that said we're going to have 1,000 people dying every day in the month of July in 2020 if we didn't do this, this, and this, I think that was an exaggeration to the nth degree. I think when he locked nursing home patients into facilities and put administrative obligations on the administrators such that loved ones literally died horrific deaths alone, I think that was problematic on multiple levels. I think those are the kinds of things that when people look back, they're going to say, Tim Walz went overboard. He followed California. He didn't legislate. He didn't work with the legislators. Instead, he made these decisions. So I think even though this campaign in 26 isn't going to be about COVID per se, I think people will look back and say, Tim Walz struggled. He oftentimes seemed to put his finger up in the air to see which way the winds were blowing. Then he made his leadership decisions.
Okay. Is there a difference, though, between literally lying about information versus a liberal political policy in following California, right? Because there are people who will say in hindsight, if we had more information, we would have reacted differently versus on some of these points, you're saying he literally lied to the constituents of his state that he was governing.
I said he lied on the issue of 80% of kids missing less than 10 days of school. And I think since then he has acknowledged that that was not true.
Was he just presented with the wrong information as opposed to knowing?
I don't know how he got the information, but I think generally the media would hold me responsible for whatever I say. And I don't think they'd let me cop out and say, well, someone fed me the wrong information.
Got it.
He said it. And he has, I think he has actually pulled that back. He walked that back.
Yeah. One last thing and pause. I'm going to get to other issues because I want to just talk COVID. On the so-called snitch line, at the time, if you were a business and you were suffering, but you were following the guidelines, you made massively disagree with the guidelines. You might think they were an overreaction. You might have looked at Wisconsin and said, why can't we do it like Wisconsin? But you're following the policies. And then other businesses are just, I don't care about the policies. I'll have as many people here as I want. I'll do whatsoever. Should you, as a business owner, just say, fine, I just have to put up with somebody else who doesn't care about the policies? Or should there be a way to communicate when we literally have tens of thousands of businesses in the state and not everybody can know what everybody's doing at each business?
The snitch line that was put in place wasn't directed at businesses per se. The snitch line was put in place for one Minnesotan to report on another Minnesotan.
About businesses that weren't following policies, all right?
It was able to be used by one resident looking over and seeing 10 people on their neighbor's deck having a hamburger grill. They could do it in California where Gavin Newsom could go out to a fancy French restaurant and hobnob with his wealthy co-diners. But in Minnesota, you didn't dare do this. If Tim Walz had put in a snitch line and said, okay, this is going to be for businesses because we need to know about these mass gatherings and things like this, that would have been one thing. But he carte blanche put a snitch line in place that undermined people's trust in their neighborhoods, their communities, their businesses, and their churches. People were literally having their license plates recorded because they were going to church and their cars were parked in the parking lot. That came from some of Governor Walz's policies. And I think people are going to look back on that and say, that wasn't a good move. And that was what you originally asked me, Chad, is what did I think would be a problem potentially for Tim Walz in 2026? Yep. Those are going to be the problems.
Dr. Scott Jensen is with us. We're going to keep him for another segment. There's a lot to discuss. He's running again to be the next governor of the state, wanting to win the Republican nomination, and we believe oppose Tim Walz. The governor keeps pushing back when he's going to announce, now saying after the state fair, but I still believe he's going to announce yes. More with Scott Jensen in a matter of minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Right back with Scott Jensen. The doctor's kind enough to join us, running once again to be the governor of the state. When you talked about this a lot during our visit last year, and you alluded to it early about ill-advised comments and working together and reaching out to more people. So if you take that approach, an approach that you were a part of when you were a state senator in working with Democrats, when... are you then just writing off the endorsement? Because right now, for the Democrats to win the endorsement in the state, more often than not, you have to be pretty far to the left. For the Republicans to win the endorsement, you have to be pretty far to the right. And with a lot of your comments and certain issues, which I thought were counter to who you were as state senator, that played a big part in you getting the endorsement. You were downplaying the role of endorsements last year. Are you going to bypass the endorsement and just go right to the primary next year?
I'm absolutely going to pursue the endorsement for MNGOP. There's a handful of endorsements that mean a lot to me. Many of the local smaller newspapers, I was endorsed by them in 2022, and I would like to pursue those endorsements again, the MNGOP endorsement, the MPPOA regarding the peacekeepers. But none of these endorsements would be, if you will, the do-all, end-all, where if I did not receive the endorsement that I would stop and not go to the primary. So I plan on running to the primary without question, and along the way, I plan on being the endorsed candidate from MNGOP as well. You know, Chad, it's interesting, the question you asked, because you said sometimes you get pulled in a certain direction. When you were signing off after our last segment, you went into a comments about Stretch Lab, and you said Dr. Jensen would do this and Dr. Jensen would do this, and we had never talked about Stretch Lab. Now, I don't think you were trying to pull me into your advertisement, but I think sometimes when we're in the moment speaking improvisationally, I think sometimes things happen, and I do think that we have to have a certain level of charity to one another, that when you're in the moment, you will sometimes say things that you either regret or maybe could have said better. And I know without question that
there are implications, though. There are more serious items than me pointing out as a doctor that you believe in flexibility compared to some of the more important political issues which caused a controversy. Wouldn't you say there's some pretty stark changes and differences there?
Oh, absolutely. But I know that oftentimes during a campaign, it seems like certain words or certain ideas or certain phrases cannot be used. And I think that there's no question that the endorsement process for both the Democrats and the Republicans pulls the candidates to the right or to the left. And sometimes the very makeup of the contestants looking for the endorsement also has a big factor in terms of pulling to the right or pulling to the left. I honestly am not interested in supporting the Republican platform that was put forth in 2022. I will not support a platform.
Which issues?
The gay issues. I'm comfortable with gay marriage, and I will be very clear on that.
How about abortion?
I'm not going to ban it. This is settled law. I think that there are many things that are not settled, but I think the issue of abortion and access to it has been settled by the Supreme Court. It's been codified and put into statute by the legislative and executive branches. But there are things that are not settled that could be discussed. I think we should be doing far more for women. I think that what isn't settled is the potential provision of accessible and affordable information on natural family planning, on birth control, on streamlining adoption, on pre- and postnatal care, on daycare affordability, access up-to-date information for people going through menopause years. There's a lot we could do. Parental notification is something that I think many parents are frustrated by, that their child might have gone through a procedure that they're not even aware of, and their child could literally suffer severe medical consequences, and they don't even know about it. There are some settled issues, but on the issue of access to abortion, that's a settled law, and it's not going to be relitigated.
If you would win the nomination, is Matt Burke once again your lieutenant governor?
No.
No. So he's a no, or you haven't considered it yet?
He's a no. He and I have talked, and I don't think Matt's interested.
Okay. This state has had a staggering amount of fraud the last few years. Joe Thompson, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, on this show multiple times, when a story came out recently about $1 billion, he came out and poo-pooed that and said, I don't know why people are talking about $1 billion. It's been way more than $1 billion. How much direct responsibility should be held towards the governor of this state, Tim Walz, with this unbelievable number? You know, over $1 billion, well over $1 billion of fraud in this state. How much is on him? How much is beyond his oversight?
It's really all on Tim Walz. He is the CEO of the business of Minnesota government. Imagine this. Imagine that you're a family trying to make ends meet, raise children, do your duty, contribute to your neighborhood, to your local school district, to charitable organizations, and you find that you have $18,000 extra, and you say, wow, this is a good place to be. And then somehow somehow you squander it and it goes away and you find that you have to raise $10,000 more to make ends meet. And then you say, shoot a mile. We're going to be broke. We're going to potentially lose our home. We're going to lose our cars. I mean, if you take the microcosm of a family and put it in terms of what happened in Minnesota, Minnesota literally squandered an $18 billion surplus, added $10 billion more of taxes, spent that, raised a budget from $40 billion biennium in 2015, and in less than 10 years went to $70 billion, which is a 75% increase in the biennial general fund budget in less than a decade. And now we're looking right down the gun barrel of a deficit. This is unconscionable. His one duty is to be the CEO of the state of Minnesota, and he didn't do it. So he has to own that.
Well, you're alluding to the trifecta in the state surplus, and that certainly is a part of the controversy. And I appreciate that answer, but on just the fraud part and the money and the $18 billion is an enormous figure. I agree. But on the fraud part,
here's the deal.
I just finish this? On the fraud part, if you were the governor, are you saying none of this fraud would have taken place under your watch? Can a governor be that omnipresent and omnipotent to stop all of this?
I don't answer what if questions, and I'm not going to start now, but I'll tell you this. When I was running, I said we should have an independent office of inspector general. That didn't happen, and Tim Walz could have made it happen. The Democrats could have made it happen. In terms of the fraud, it isn't just the fraud itself, Chad. It's the culture. The office of the legislative auditor, which is nonpartisan, has come out and indicated that there is a culture of fraud. And it's true. There is a culture that if you commit fraud, we'll try to look the other way. There is a culture that says that if you don't do your job as well as you could, don't worry, we'll look the other way. And if the fire gets too hot in the kitchen for you, we'll move you laterally and allow you to keep your six-figure salary, but don't worry, we're not going to can you. There's a culture that's going on in Minnesota government that I think Minnesotans on the Republican side, the Democrat side, the independent side are all frustrated by. This is $1 billion. Can you imagine what that would do for the urban core of North Minneapolis, East St. Paul, West St. Paul, or South Minneapolis, if they had those dollars?
Last thing, for a Republican who's listening right now, who may personally like you, but is saying, you had your chance, we need somebody else, we need to stop putting out the same people. We saw what happened, Jeff Johnson twice. I don't want Scott Jensen a second time. What do you say to that person?
I would say that's damn near ridiculous. If you look at the political leaders in our national scene, our statewide scene, the number of people who lose an election is a humongous number, a great percentage. I have never lost an election until then. I won the endorsement. I won the precinct straw caucus. I won the primary. When I won in 2016, I had more votes than any other Republican senator in the state. I never lost a school board election. I think what we accomplished was remarkable. We lost to Tim Walz by 7 percentage points, and I think we beat Tim Walz by 7 percentage points in the first congressional district. We set records for the number of people that joined our team, the amount of dollars raised, no Republican gubernatorial
candidate. Losing by 7 points is a decisive loss, right?
So then I guess you would say that Tim Walz lost decisively to Scott Jensen in the congressional district that knew Tim Walz the best. The people that knew him best said, we don't want him.
It's a Republican-leaning district, and I think Tim Walz, in my personal opinion, has moved much further to the left than he was as a congressman, just like I would say Kamala Harris and Tim Walz lost decisively for the presidency, right?
Nevertheless, our candidacy and campaign in 2022 set records that nobody thought possible. We raised over $5 million. We raised more money than Tim Pawlenty ever raised as a winning candidate. So I think that to say, well, Scott Jensen lost, we've got to go on to someone else, I think that's ridiculous. I think you learn a lot by losing. We have learned a lot. We are not interested in losing again. And I think we're going to take the lessons we learned and we're going to put them into a win.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again. Thanks so much.
DrScottJensen.com. Thanks, Chad.
DrScottJensen.com for all your information. It's 33 past 1. You want to react? You can. Go ahead. Text away. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.